Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of C3 SYD Podcast. I'm your host Jackson, and here today with Beck and our very special guest Christian Jones.
Hello.
We're going to do a little bit different episode here today. We're going to do a bit of story time. So let's get into it. So we're in the middle of our vision for the year, Reclaim, and we've been looking at, you know, what is something that God is going to reclaim in our lives personally? And Cage has an amazing story that we wanted to kind of unpack here today to hear a bit more about on your story and what you're wanting to see reclaimed over your life. So,
yeah, we heard in the kind of big presentation of the vision story from KJ, which is very beautiful. I feel like it's going to have a lot of impact in our church. Just to even walk alongside you guys as you believe for, what you're believing for, which we're about to talk about. So in your story, you kind of mentioned that this year as a church feels different. Can you explain what you meant by that?
I feel like you can't really come into a vision for a year with something like Reclaim and I feel like the same.
Totally.
Because you're like, when you're reclaiming, you're not returning to what was, you're bringing what was into the now. So what we're taking as a church with this stance and this belief that God is calling us to reclaim these things that have been lost or stolen is like we're moving beyond where we were and we're almost not reminiscing, but we're remembering what God has done and we're bringing that into the current, into the now, and into the present, knowing of what God has done before, he will do again. And that's kind of what we're believing for this year. So I feel like it has to feel different. It has to change. Something has to change for it to actually happen.
Totally. Which is such a biblical perspective anyway, of just like they would always look back on the things that God had delivered them from and brought them through. And
Israel along the Jordan, God's trying to put these stones up so you can come back. And every time somebody walks by here, they remember what I did and can remind themselves to believe for that again. And that's what I feel like this year is for us. It's like it's not just about taking the ground. It's also remembering what God has done and telling ourselves he can do it again and will do it again.
Yeah, that's great.
Especially the former, but what he can do and what he will do again. In your story, you were believing something personally, not just for the church, but something personally for you and your family. Do you want to kind of jump into what you were believing for, and particularly you mentioned around your health, like what are you wanting to reclaim there?
So I guess like if you watched the video, you would have heard some of this. But basically, Amanda, my wife, we've been married for 14 years. Have we got that right?
Congrats.
So I'm 38, almost 39. And a couple years in after being married, we were like, we could probably have kids now. So, you know, we stopped using a contraception and we're like, let's start a family. And then nothing ever happened. And we're like, okay, cool, that's fine. Not the right time. We're too worried about it. We're still quite young. And then all of your friends start having kids and then start having their second kid and then start having their third kid. They start having their fourth kid. And your younger siblings are having their kids. And you're left there with this hope and a desire and not really understanding why nothing has happened. So So we dove in and did some tests to figure out exactly what was going on. This was a couple of years ago now. And we basically found out that I wasn't able to have kids. That's what the doctors told us. And they couldn't tell us why, which we just found so fascinating. It was just that what they said was that something had happened to me when I was young, when I was a kid, like my pre-teenage years, and that had interfered with full development, and that meant that I wasn't able to have kids. And there wasn't really anything they could do. It was kind of that was it. And we're like, okay, cool. So we can look at adopting or we can get a donor, both of which, me and Amanda, like it's such an interesting experience being in that doctor's office and having them say that to you. And I was just looking at it and be like, okay, cool, thanks. And we weren't like disappointed. We weren't upset. It was like, okay, cool. Now we know what God needs to do.
Yeah, wow.
That's what it felt like for us. Yeah. I think because it had been so long of believing in faith for God to do something. We know that he can and know that he will.
Yeah.
And then to be told this is like, okay, great. Now we can get specific on it. And so I feel like the doctor didn't really know what to do with that. He's kind of like, okay, we had this conversation. We're like, okay, cool, sweet, thanks.
And just why aren't you devastated?
Like, yeah, why are we weeping?
Yeah.
But it was just that. So, yeah, so that's kind of, I guess, more context around it.
Yeah.
It's kind of where we are at.
Yeah.
And what we're believing God to do is like, it's not just, okay, we want to have a baby. It's no, God needs to heal me.
Yeah.
He needs to reclaim that stolen part of my health that I have no control or say over so that we can see this miracle happen.
Yeah. I think it's a great point as well of just when you get that answer, you then can be more specific.
Yeah.
Because we're like often when we talk about big things like this and things to do with health, believing for healing for other people, and it's just like you're praying very generally about that thing, but to be very specific of like, okay, well, they've said this is the cause, so we can come against that thing specifically and pray into that. It's such a it shifts.
Yeah.
It shifts yourself.
Yeah, I feel like it even being timed with what we're doing with Reclaim is like, it's to my heart, the way I viewed it is something was stolen.
Yeah.
And so what I'm believing for is not just God's miracle power of healing, but it's to actually restore to me what was taken away.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Wow. Particularly like, you know, people have all these things in their lives, whether it's their health or relationships or even just, circumstantial things that have come and affected people. Like, man, I'm just amazed at your faith in that. Like the response most people when they hear no or they hear you can't or like, and just hearing that you're going to faith in that your hope is in something higher than what the doctors can say, because that's usually so final. There's a really final and an end, but I guess this is where we're believing as a church, but as believers in Christ, that he's going to reclaim those things, those places where we had a hard no. And what do you feel is different about the vision for the year for you and Amanda in Reclaim?
Me, like in our faith, and what we're, look, it'd be amazing to just say that like I've been in faith this entire time and it's been this level of constant never doubting God, but I think that would be disingenuous to actually like say that.
I don't think anyone can
there's been waves and it's never been like, I guess for us, it's never been a can God. It's more like will God.
Yeah.
And so there's been disappointment through that. But like the funniest thing is like anytime we were hit with a roadblock, that's when the faith came up more.
Yeah.
That's when. So when this doc is saying, yeah, you can't, I was like, oh, yeah, sure. Thanks. See ya. Bye. But when I'm sitting alone in my room reading my Bible, reading these scriptures of healing, that's when I'm like feeling these moments of like, almost weeping and times, crying, trying to like reconcile my heart and this hurt and this disappointment and delay with the ability that, no, I know God can, and I know that he will, I know that he wants to. So then you're left with this, well, why hasn't he yet? And I guess I don't really have an answer to your question of like why this year feels like it's going to happen. And, I guess I don't know. It just it's almost like opportunities have come up to abandon it, or to jump off the edge. And I was talking to Amanda earlier today, and she said, "Maybe she's all right with me sharing this. I'm sorry, it's fine. Hey, you're fine." she shared with me that she's felt like she's been running up to this edge of the cliff, and then it's kind of fallen off. And so it's, you never deliberately do that. Like nobody wants to actually jump off a cliff.
Yeah.
But it kind of feels like our faith journey has been the running and the pushing through and the persevering and believing. And now we're at the edge of the cliff and have been like, oh, whoops.
Yeah.
Crap. Now I'm falling.
Yeah.
And you're kind of left with like, well, God has to do something.
Yeah. He has to.
And like I was reading some verses today, and like Romans 10 says, everyone who believes in the Lord will not be put to shame.
Mm. Yeah, wow.
And then Isaiah 54 is like, fear not, you will not be ashamed.
Mm.
And Isaiah 54 is amazing because it begins with sing, O barren, right?
Mm.
And for me, wow, as like someone who serves in the worship team of our church and sings, but then is also barren, it's like, oh, this is my chapter now.
Yeah.
So it's like it's been this weird feeling of, well, now we've fallen off the cliff.
Mm.
And so we're really like, well, God, you are God.
Mm.
So here we are. Do your thing.
Yeah.
Like we can't do anything else. We can't run any further. Yeah. We can't. Mm. We've hit the edge and we've fallen off. So now God's got to.
Yeah.
God's got to catch us, which aligns with like recording this video for the church to play in all of our locations. Like, who gets up and records
like,
the video?
We're having a baby like, this year.
I can't have kids, but I'm believing that this is the year.
Yeah.
Like,
come on.
Dang.
Yeah. It's bold.
So I don't know. I mean, we're falling now. So see what's up to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it similar for you, Jacko?
Yeah, definitely. Like you.
Similar history.
Me and my wife went through a very similar journey, 8 years.
Mm.
And went and saw doctors and were trying to find out what was going on. And for us, it was, they didn't really say no, but they couldn't tell us why not.
Mm.
And the same thing happens where you start questioning and trying to understand. And I think a lot of people have moments in their life or in their journey where doors are shut or roads are blocked and the questions do arise, but I think one of the things that carried us through was faith and hope.
Mm.
And those two things are like incredibly strong for people to hold on to, because they're in those moments where you don't have it. And if faith is taking that leap off the cliff and just being like, God, catch me.
Yeah.
And for us, you know, we went through a pregnancy that got to 26 weeks and unfortunately ended. It was really tough for us to have not just that glimpse of hope or like, hey, wow, we felt pregnant, but to then go, oh, is that the end? And then I think there was many opportunities there for us to go or just to give up. But I think staying the course, keeping our eyes on God throughout, that's what got us through.
Yeah.
And now we have, he's about to turn one, a little baby boy, a miracle. And what you're saying before so resonates, like he's done it before.
Yeah.
And he'll do it again.
Mm.
And I think for anyone out there that's wanting to reclaim something, you know, could it be as incredible as this, like a health journey or reclaiming something, you know, maybe you've got a member of your family that's walked away, or even that desire that God placed in your heart that was closed doors.
Yeah.
I think what this year is about, obviously reclaiming, but having faith in a God that will do it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what just immediately inspires me to see your guys' faith and like makes me think, well, God can do so much. He's already done so much. So why not? And yeah, I think it makes us see a vision for the year, particularly around reclaim, as it's not about necessarily new, but it's taking what we were saying before, like what was stolen, what was lost, and making it right again, and God doing it in his way and making it right again. And I think that's what I'm so excited to see, because I've seen it done in my own life.
Yeah.
Something that where we would lost a son at 26 weeks to be then made right with a son. So
There's something, I think, something essential when it comes to faith is like you got to actually trust God. Like you have to actually trust him.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you're going through something like that, when you're believing for this miracle and then you have it and then it's lost, it's like in that moment, and I feel like everybody's would experience a level of disappointment, whether it's as intense as that or where it's something a bit more chill. thing, no matter what, it's in these moments, it's like the only way you continue on is to actually trust in the goodness of God, that that the story that he's telling over his people and over your life is actually good.
Yeah.
And the story's not done yet.
Mm. Yeah.
It may not be the time for the final chapter yet. Maybe you're only halfway through. Maybe you're a third of the way through. Like, who knows? But the story's not done.
Mm.
But if we look at, at Genesis, when God implements the Sabbath for us, it's specifically so that we have to stop ourselves and remember, okay, he's good. The story is good. Yeah. I don't have to keep trying all the time. I can stop and I can trust.
Yeah.
And so taking that part of your life and putting it down, laying it aside and be like, you know what? No, I'm going to deliberately choose to trust God.
Yeah.
Like that's where persevering faith comes in. And that's where it lasts and it goes beyond these moments of disappointment or loss. It's like we can continue on because we can trust in him.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think even like we're talking about of in the Bible of them looking back to things that God had brought them through.
Mm.
And you look at when they were wandering in the wilderness for, what was it, 40 years?
Mm.
And it's like God didn't say, hey, this is going to be 40 years.
Yeah.
When the 40 years is done, then you'll be in the promised land.
Mm.
They were just in the wilderness. So they didn't know at 20 years in that they were halfway.
Yeah.
They might have thought it was about to end. It could have been another like 60 years. They didn't know. And I was listening to a podcast once and they were talking about as they were wandering in the wilderness, I'm sure there was a lot of complaining. And I was like, well, yeah, there was. But it's like we think they'd just been brought out of all the plagues, right? That's that story, isn't it? Yeah. All the 10 plagues, which were just crazy in and of themselves. And then they get into the wilderness and they're like, I don't have vision for the end of this. I don't know when this is going to end. I want to go back to that thing that held me captive.
Mm.
And I think, just the thread throughout all of this is to have that faith and that trust in God to be like, no, I know that the thing coming is going to be better than that. I don't want to regress. I don't want to go back to being stuck in that place of defeat and what doctors are saying is a no and stuff, because I want that promise that's coming, that promised land. And it takes faith and it takes trust and not knowing when it's going to end, but believing that it will and believing that whatever God's going to do is going to be the best thing for you.
Yeah.
Even when it doesn't match up with your understanding.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Oh.
It's so hard.
And I think even throughout this year, I think while God is, the things that we're believing for to be reclaimed, it's being in the moment with God. And I think for some of us, it's those things that are dead and buried. I think we're resurrecting the ideas, but we're going to it with God.
Yeah.
And I think that is the part that's important, because that's what faith is, like faith in God, but like faith that you're going to see these things come to pass and hope, letting hope arise in us.
Mm.
It's such a, we need it. We need it. It's more than ever in this day and age.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great.
Yeah, it is. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah,
KJ and both of you sharing of your experiences.
Yeah.
It's been beautiful. And it doesn't stop here. We're believing with you.
Yeah, come on.
You and Amanda.
It's a part two where I'm holding a little baby.
Yes.
Come on.
Can't wait.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if you're listening to this today, if this has hit home, resonated for you in any way, we just encourage you, reach out to people around you, talk about it, bring things to the light, come to church, come check us out as we continue to unpack this vision and these things that we're believing for this year. If you head to c3syd.church, you'll find one of our 4 locations across Sydney. Plan your visit, come check us out, come be a part of what God is doing in our church.
It's good.
It is good. Well, thanks again.
Thanks, Cage.
Thanks, guys.
And we'll see everyone next time.
See ya.
Bye.